For the first time ever this year, Pop Warner football coaches and cheerleading coaches in Central New York were required to go to a concussion training session before the season started. Pop Warner President John Wells says these sessions go above and beyond what they're required to do.
I think there's a lot of things they need to know. Winning isn't everything. Winning's a product of good coaching, and I think part of good coaching is making sure that children are safe.
James Cole coaches the Sherman Park Bulldogs and has seen plenty of hits to the head over his 25 years on the field.
Helmet-to-helmet hits, they happen, and we've had kids go out the game, and you know, I think this training will be a good thing because now we're going to be trained to deal with that situation.
Cole says he and most coaches do get it.
It's for a kid's health and safety, you know, he'll play another day. You know, and if it comes to whether the kid could really get hurt badly, you got to take him out. You know, you got to sit him.
And it's not just football coaches who need to be aware. Central New York Pop Warner Cheer Commissioner Ginny Marasco says cheerleading these days is more than just jumping around with a pom-pom.
We do an awful lot of, a lot more physical contact. It's definitely become a contact sport.
Marasco admits the cheerleading concussion connection has only recently become top of mind.
It was not something anyone thought of, even 3 or 4 years ago, as an injury to cheerleaders, but it's becoming much, much more common and We've got trainers now, even at the high school level that we weren't expect that we didn't used to have access to, and they're the ones that are telling us to be careful. Make sure you have them checked up to see if there is a concussion involved, and everything is working together to make us make sure these kids are safe.
But while the coaches are getting trained and a new state law forcing kids with concussions to sit out is in place, the reality is the athletes themselves often have to step up and say they have the symptoms of a concussion, which would mean coming out of the game. Hard for a kid or a professional, for that matter.
Well, everybody wants to keep playing, from pros on down. Nobody ever wants to come out the game. But for safety purposes, you know, you can really get a serious injury if you're playing with a concussion.
Like Caroline Tangoran, who suffered concussions while cheerleading and playing lacrosse. She says the pressure to keep playing is intense.
I was in seventh grade, and I felt too much pressure to say I was hurt to step out. I mean, even when I was that young, sports were so competitive. And at the high school level, no one, you know, the JV, the varsity level, no one wants to come off the field. No one wants to take the time to sit out. So many people will just put it aside, you know, take some Tylenol, take some Advil, keep playing.
And that's why, while these seminars are great at teaching coaches and adults what a concussion looks like and the effects of concussion, the most important thing, according to Dr. Brian Rieger of SUNY Upstate Sports Concussion Program, is changing the culture around the injury.
And part of what I say to coaches is this is just not about you being out there on the sideline trying to notice if a kid's had a concussion. This is about telling your kids that you're going to have zero tolerance for finding out that a kid had symptoms, told the other players on the team, and nobody fessed up and ratted that kid out. That's not the culture we want, not with head injury. If a kid's in a huddle, if a kid's telling other kids that they have a headache but don't tell the coach because we got the big game or the big competition on Friday, you know, it's tough for kids to do that because they're a team. But they should really take it seriously and learn that when it comes to a head injury, it's time to go to that coach or that parent and tell somebody for the safety of that kid.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.